affect wholesale pricing.
You're going to love this one right out of the gate. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Lock us in and join in on the conversation, whatever you're doing at this hour, 800-259-2791. Fanny and Freddie, heard of them? Oh, not just any old couple. It's a couple that screwed us, basically. How much will the taxpayers have to shell out to help the mortgage finance giants? We'll tell you in just a few minutes. In the meantime, it was all about grilling. We're not talking about grilling on the Weber grill because the temperatures are warmer and you're getting ready for a big party for Memorial Day, so you're warming things up. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the grilling that the senators did for the sake of the American people, I guess, or for a show when it comes to the oil spill. So you had three big oil companies who hemmed and hawed and basically blamed each other, passing equal blame in the Senate. Went from, you know, Tweedledee to Tweedledum and their brother Jack. That's what it looked like anyway. And I think the biggest question and the best line of questioning, maybe because she just wouldn't let up, was Senator Maria Cantwell, who was dogged in just trying to nail the lead guy from BP. You know, she just wasn't going to let it go. And I thought it was brilliant the way she just kept at it and kept at it and kept at it and kept at it, trying to get him to agree to pay ultimately for people who have lost their livelihoods, not to just make some broad brush strokes, but to say, yes, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And we'll honor the claims because there's a way to step around that. And I think that's ultimately what will happen. There are a lot of people that won't see a dime, or they won't see a dime for a very long time. So here's that exchange right from the top. And it's the BP American president, his name is Lamar McKay, and Senator Cantwell going back and forth.
OPA 90 set into a framework, a process that basically said, here's the liability and here's the framework. So we obviously only have so much money in that. I know my colleagues think we're going to raise that, but to make that retroactive is nearly impossible. And so you're stepping up today at a hearing with probably the best advice money can buy behind you with PR and legal teams, and I'm sure they're saying, let's say that we're going to pay. And so I want to make sure that we really understand what you are saying you're going to be committed to today, because the long-term impacts of this is going to be for 20 years. And we cannot sustain this kind of behavior or cost, and I want to make sure that we're getting full answers to the coverage that you are really signing up for today.
I'm trying to give you as clear an answer as I possibly can. We are trying to be extremely responsive, expeditious, meet every responsibility we have as a responsible party, and that means pay all legitimate claims. And so that is our intent, and I can't speculate on every individual case, but I can tell you this is not about legal words. This is about getting it done and getting it done right.
All right, so the legitimate claims is the sticky language. And before that part of going back and forth with him, she asked him probably about 15 times, what legitimate claims? What did he mean by legitimate claims? And his face that was just white, he looked like Casper the Ghost, turned progressively redder and redder and redder. I thought he was going to have a heart attack, but he wasn't going to go down that path to spell it out. He wasn't going to do that. So in the meantime, the Gulf of Mexico spill is getting progressively more serious. It's worse. We can all agree on that. The amount of oil so far, we're talking about 5,000 barrels or more, and it's really more in a lot of cases, every single day. In 3 weeks since this Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded, about 100,000 barrels have been spilled. You got tar balls and oiled up birds that are starting to wash up now in the Louisiana shoreline. In fact, they're trying to woo tourists to come down to the beaches. You got to be kidding me. If anything, they're headed in the opposite direction unless they live around the corner. So the amount of leaked oil is, we know this, we've said this from the beginning, everybody said this, it's probably going to surpass easily the Exxon Valdez spill, and that'll happen next month. But how bad is it going to get? That's the question everybody wants to know. Where is it going to be? Where is it going to land? And how bad is it going to be? How are the engineers going to stop this leak? And so they've got this safety equipment, if that safety equipment, that's on the wellhead worked the way it was supposed to, there wouldn't have been a spill at all. And this is the problem, and this is what they're trying to do now with new equipment. The stack of valves and tanks, they're called the blowout preventer, should have slammed the pipe shut as the pressure went out of control. That didn't happen, so experts say that the blowout preventer is reducing, if not stopping, the flow of oil. They think that that can happen with the equipment now. So the worst case scenario would be 162,000 barrels of oil a day. And somebody put it, I love it when you can visualize. Well, what does that mean? How big is that? How many football fields is that? We're talking about 10 Olympic-sized swimming pools, and that's 32 times as much oil as is leaking right now. 10 Olympic-sized swimming pools, that's high. That's a high amount. That's a crazy rate. And they don't know, really, with the maximum flow, what it might be. They're just speculating at this point. And they're trying to contain it. This containment chamber now has been put into the water. It's there. If the chamber works, that could be brought up to the oil could be brought up to the surface, or the mixture anyway, for reprocessing. But, you know, you had frozen gas and water. You had gas hydrates that crystallized, clogged the opening at the top of the chamber. And there was all those problems that didn't work for days. So that's what shut down the process at one point. For the long term in this, BP is drilling a relief well that would intersect, or should anyway, theoretically, with the leaking well, and that means 13,000 feet beneath the seafloor. So you got thick mud and concrete, and that would be pushed down the relief well to plug up the leak for good. That would be good. I mean, that strategy is what they're going to do for sure, and they're not worried. They think that will work. But it's right now doing what they can to shut this down. And where it ends up and how many millions of gallons of oil end up for sure in the Gulf and where it's transported with the winds on the surface, what happens with the weather, how it breaks down, those are just questions that cannot definitively be answered. So people are putting vacations on hold. You know, we're coming up on that time of year where kids are getting out of school. And a lot of these beach areas, that's when people will rent houses with families. They'll go out on boats. And a lot of them are trying to put the plans on hold to see how bad this gets and exactly where the oil lands. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we've got odds and ends. So many things happen over the day, not just the three oil companies raising their hands and swearing to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth in front of a bunch of senators today. There were other things that happened, and we're going to dive into that next.
Son of a... that's going to leave a mark.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. $25. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
America Tonight. Remember, I always say this. You can send me your thoughts no matter what you want to talk about and send them to americatonight.net. And if you check out the website, we're updating a lot of things. And if you miss some of the shows, we have What You Missed, some of the interviews and Blunder of the Day we put up there, and some other things as well for you to peruse. But if you click on americatonight.net, you can send us an email. And we've got a stuffed mailbag. So we will get to that. Still a lot of people reacting to the oil spill. It is the big buzz, and it has been for the past 3 weeks. And of course it is. It's the where does this end up and how much oil is spilled and how much is it going to cost for the cleanup. There are a lot of questions surrounding this. But I think for most of us, because of the vacation scenarios for a lot of people, is it going to end up at a beach where you were going to go? And should you cancel your plans or still go? Because the idea of paying however many thousands you're paying with other family members to rent a place and have tar balls beneath your feet, that's not real appealing to me. And the whole thing of water skiing or fishing or any of that stuff would be off because the water would be destroyed. When you're there, unless you're going at the tail end, like you're going in September or something, maybe by then. But still, I think we have months of this through July. Clearly, at least through May. But I think the 3-month timetable is probably pretty accurate. This is the craziest thing with the Fannie and Freddie deal. How much we're going to have to pay is the answer to that is we don't know. And this is what is so freaking annoying. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, this is a big title, acting director, a guy named Edward DeMarco, was asked a question from the senator from Kentucky as to whether, you know, how much this was going to cost. And what he said was, I actually don't know. I mean, this is what I'm supposed to know, but I actually have no idea. So what we think is they're going to need about $8.4 billion from the Treasury. So far, both have tapped about $145 billion from the government. And they said they're going to backstop losses no matter how high they go through 2012. Gee, I wonder why. So it doesn't matter what the number is. How ridiculous is this? Why isn't Fannie and Freddie lumped into the same list of all the other creeps who have been ripping us off when it comes to this underwater mortgage situation? And it's because of this bogus loans, crazy things that they did. Now, they didn't get TARP funds. They didn't get TARP funds. But if you remember, in 2008, Treasury Secretary at the time, Henry, I'm an idiot, Paulson, took control of the two firms, and it was, you know, all that whole risky mortgage deal, and they just kept getting worse and worse and worse. So the tax paid to the Treasury from Fannie and Freddie would ultimately come from the Treasury itself, and they just have no idea how much it's going to be. I mean, ridiculous. And why they weren't lumped in, it makes no bloody sense to me whatsoever. All right, let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Yep, they're taking more money out of our pockets to pay for that Fannie Freddie thing.
What, like for the houses and all that?
Yeah, because they don't.
Yeah.
You have one of the main guys, one of the directors, saying he has actually no idea how much it's going to cost.
Billions of dollars.
Yeah, a number I can't describe. It's so big I can't wrap my brain around it, Mr. Senator.
No, I was watching those oral executives today. They's all blaming each other.
It was so funny. That's what it was. It was just, it was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Broken pipes said, no, it's Halliburton's fault. Halliburton, no, it's Transocean's fault. No, it's somebody else's fault. They just kept blaming each other.
I know.
That's pretty serious. Funny. But what do you think about Tiger Woods quitting the golf tournament?
Well, he's saying, I talked about this a little bit. He's saying that he had neck spasms, and his swing coach is a guy I know who's from Dallas and used to be Marco Mira's guy, and really nice guy, Hank Haney, who also has left too, but it just is, it's kind of the end of their relationship. It had nothing to do with the timing of all this stuff with Woods, I don't think, because he saw what happened ultimately with the first swing guy, Butch Harmon. But he's saying that he has neck problems, and that he had neck problems at the Masters, and the spasms, and they were bothering him, and that's why his game is off. So he wants to step away. I think he's full of it. I think he might have, sure, he might be have his neck tweaked a little bit, but I think it's all this personal stuff.
But I heard that he had tingling in his hands and his arms. I figured that's from sex texting.
All that sexting?
Yeah.
Well, he'll be divorced soon enough, and then no one will care what he does, and that's what's going to happen.
123 whores and sex tanks, too, you know. That takes a lot of energy to push those buttons and hold that thing tight and everything.
I like how you call them whores. What would you say, 122
what
whores?
What are they?
I think they're crazy. I think they're vamps. Because I call them vamps because they're vampires. They're trying to live off their 15 minutes of fame. And they knew what they were getting. I mean, let's face it. They knew what they were getting into when they hooked up with him. He was married. And this crap of when they trot out these women and they say, I'm so hurt. He told me he loved me. Whatever. We don't even care.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
And just like that one mistress for John Edwards, she said, well, I'm not a homewrecker. She knew he's married and had a baby with him. What's that? You know, that's a whole
Yeah, Ryle Hunter, she might.
Yeah.
She takes the worst as one of the all-time worst. Because, you know, she needs to just disappear, but she also wants her 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She wants to get paid off to go away. I think that's what they want.
Right, she wants to write a book or cut a video or do something so she makes money off of it.
Make some money off of it.
Yeah.
Well, I got my horses all figured out, so I'm ready.
All right, so remember, third hour on Thursday, that's when you want to call in, and the first six callers, Rick, get a copy of The Messenger, the Woody Harrelson movie I talked about. So just for calling in, people get a copy of the movie. If you win the trifecta, that would be huge.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get back to work. We should need to get to work, so.
They're saying, Rick, please, get back here now. All right, we'll talk to you, buddy. Thanks.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too. So, you know, talking about Tiger Woods, it's interesting. Like I said, the swing coach steps away. He's going to nurse his neck back to health. There certainly are rumors that are hot and heavy about the divorce situation. There's no question they both have seen divorce lawyers, and I can't imagine that his wife is staying with him. I mean, look what Rick said about all these amount of women. They reported now that it is 121. Who knows? The count is so high. I mean, it is what it is. We've already gone through this with Tiger Woods. I think we're all tired of it and over it. And the bigger question becomes, okay, this is the guy who is an amazing athlete, all that other nonsense aside, who has a chance to break some serious records. Does he come back and do that? Or is he still an incredible golfer, but struggles a little bit more on tour? I mean, do you see him winning another 10 majors? I don't know. Does he win another Masters, a PGA championship? Does he win a U.S. Open? Can he still bring it eventually? And I'm not sure. I want to say yeah, because if you've ever seen him hit a golf ball and the focus and the whole thing about competition with him, I don't think that goes away. But also there are a lot of good competitive people on the tour week in and week out, and some of the younger guys are starting to come up. They're in good shape. It's you know, pretty hard now, and he still was, up until what happened in November, always somebody who could be lurking and win a tournament. I mean, we've seen him do it. We've seen him do it in playoffs. But I don't know. Might be a little distracting when he comes back the next time. All right, on the flip side, we got that mailbag, and we're heading to it next.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M23 10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing.
All right, so I promised we'd hit up the mailbag after a little Diana Krahn. We will do that in just a second. But before we go there, you know, we're not taking a break from beating up Ahmadinejad after his ridiculousness, what was it, a week ago at the UN, just spewing all kinds of stuff about the U.S., so much so that it's just what happens every single time. You could play videotape, and he would just have a different outfit on, and then, you know, half the room leaves because they don't want to hear whatever he has to say. But when is this going to happen? When are we as a nation, along with other allies, get tough on what's happening in Iran? Because every day that goes by, closer and closer to actually having a nuclear weapon, if he doesn't already have one, and if they don't have it in Tehran, but I don't think they do. I'm going to trust the intelligence there. But let's say they're pretty close. And why should we be concerned? Because we're concerned about the Middle East. If you look at what's happening in the region in Pakistan and Afghanistan and in Iraq, they're talking about the pullout. What's the pace of the pullout of the U.S. troops. They're looking at it, how fast it's going, because more and more are coming out. You're just not hearing about it as much. I mean, that's the good news, because Iraq, they've had some problems, but pretty much they've been able to stand on their own 2 feet, thanks to a lot of the training by the Americans, meaning the forces, the military forces that went over, but not just the military forces, the diplomats that went over to Baghdad and the green zones and whatnot and tried to help establish that government. And the same thing when it came to security forces. So that's the good news. But what about the rest of the hornet's nest? And we know the pieces of this pie, and part of it is Iran, right? So here's the latest from the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, his two cents on what we're doing when it comes to Iran and keeping close ties on what's happening with Ahmadinejad and what's going on with the whole amassing a nuclear weapon thing.
I think the regime has been able to repress the opposition and through the use of brute force. But they haven't solved any of the problems. And those people's resentment and anger has not gone away. I think a lingering impact of what happened in the election is a significant delegitimization of the Islamic government in Iran with its own people. So things may be calm on the surface, but underneath, I think there are now serious divisions inside Iran that they'll be able to keep the lid on for some period of time, but all experience suggests not indefinitely.
All right, so that's a good thing, because that means the uprising when it comes to Ahmadinejad and so many of the students that were part of that, that were twittering and trying to get the word out, because remember all the journals were thrown out after the elections, and the more the government is not legitimized through what's happening with the UN and the sanctions and all of that, that's important as we move forward with that country. It's interesting, too, because I happen to see this, and I think we talked about it on the show, but if we didn't, we should have mentioned it. But, you know, my big thing is always, let's not forget the whole Osama bin Laden thing. And every once in a while, where do you think he is? Are the Saudis protecting him? Is he in Iran, perhaps? I don't think so, but perhaps. So where is he that nobody is uncovering, Osama bin Laden? And Hillary Clinton, as the Secretary of State, did an interview recently where she said, she thinks in trying to work with the Pakistani government that they know where Osama bin Laden is and that ultimately he could be brought to justice, and the better the relationship there, the more a possibility that is of it becoming a reality. Can you imagine that? And would you rather see Osama bin Laden just gunned down and slaughtered or brought to some sort of justice? And the argument is, well, you know, that would just ignite Islamic terrorists. But I say they're already ignited. They're already assimilating. They're already going to camps. There already are possibilities of things happening in the United States and to other Western parts of the world. So I say bring the SOB to justice. If they give him up, wouldn't that be something? That'd be huge. Huge. I hope he's still alive. And the crazy rumors that sometimes surface that he's not are just that. They're just rumors. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
We do have mail, and here's what we got in the mailbag. Scott says, "Hello, America, tonight. Those oil bums, I couldn't stand it today. Listening to the lies coming out of both sides of all three of their mouths. It's almost like they went in there knowing they were going to take jabs at each other just to make the controversy focus on the fact that they were going round and round. You know, once they leave, they get into their Gulfstream jets. They head back to the site area where the oil is spilling out the Gulf of Mexico and just forget whatever was said in front of our Congress." Yeah, you know, I don't think they forget what was said, because, in fact, I think that they were very cautious what they said. They didn't say anything, though. If we went through the whole transcript and we underlined and highlighted things, we really wouldn't get much. Just that, okay, we're going to play legitimate claims. But then you could argue over, well, what does legitimate claims mean? Well, we have to look at all the individual claims. It's a nightmare for anybody who makes their living legitimately, the overused word, in the Gulf right now. And and we'll see who else is affected. Jake in Teja in Texas. See no evil, speak no evil, and benefit from no evil. The trio of evildoers were on the Hill. I heard you talking about it earlier. They made no sense whatsoever, Kate. What do you think should happen, and who do you think's at fault? What I think should happen is they should pay all the claims. And I think they should clean this thing up as fast as they can. And it's not happening at this point. You do have some great engineers that are down there, and everybody and their brother's trying to happen. And as somebody pointed out on a show the other day, at least those who are struggling to get work are taking their boats out there. They're helping, and they're getting paid for that. So they are getting paid for something. And that's, I mean, that's the good news. But there's not a lot of upsides other than that when it comes to this spill. There just isn't. You know, there just isn't. Let's go to Jeremy, who's listening to us in Alaska. Hello, Jeremy.
Well, how you doing, Kate? Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you out on a date or nothing.
I knew I say that. Okay.
I know I always say that. But, you know, isn't it kind of funny that Al Gore just bought a beach house, you know, another big one,
mm-hmm.
down there on the panhandle there?
Yeah, Florida, right in the eye of the spill, right there, very close by, yes.
Couldn't have happened in a better spot, to tell you the truth. I hope the wind all blows it right up on his house.
There is a chance of that because that is right where we're talking about, that with the directions of the water, yeah.
Well, I'm not wishing, you know, like bad stuff on rich people or nothing. You know what I mean? But, you know, but couldn't happen to a better guy, you know. But if you and your husband come up here, it's good halibut and... We still got the big spotty prawns and salmon, and we're smoking salmon and everything up here. So I'm sorry about that part of the world, but we're doing all right up here. And you should invest in shrimp.
Shrimp. We have talked about that before, Jeremy. Thanks. You get some shut-eye, but, yeah, I'm a big shrimp fan, absolutely, and I've never been to... I've been blessed to be in a lot of places. I've, you know, traveled around, but I've never been to Alaska. In fact, off the air, we were talking about Alaska and when would be the best time to go, when there's more sunlight or when there's more darkness. And I get this sunlight thing because you could, you know, there's more you could do, but the idea, I don't know that I could sleep through that. They'd have to have such thick curtains if the sun was pouring in. I don't know, Matt, you and I talked about this before when we were away off the mic, and you say you would love it because of the weird hours, but I think it would be tough to get used to that, even for a couple weeks. I think it'd be rough. It's like that vampire deal. I like the darkness
you
better.
You can get a suntan at midnight.
Yeah, but do you really want to do that? Really?
I don't know. I think it'd be cool.
I don't know. I like the idea of the darkness better, right? Because I heard they light everything up too anyway. Like you can play softball under the lights at all crazy hours. And
yeah, but I don't know. It'd just be weird having it be pitch black at 2 in the afternoon.
That's true. But it'd also be weird to have it light the entire time,
but it'd
too.
Be fun, not there depressing.
There was that movie, I think it's called Insomnia or whatever it was, with... Robin Williams and Al Pacino, and if you saw that, that's one of the things that Al Pacino had to deal with and had a very rough time with. All right, join us for more frivolity and no serious stuff on the flip side.
Global, environmental, energy, technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger. Because this amazing invention is really all about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEAT fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEAT dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEAT dealer from May 17th through the 21st, or from June 21st through the 25th. For details, go to GEATinternational.com or send an email to paul@geat.nl. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Go to GEETinternational.com or email paul@geat.nl.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
About the oil spill, but yada yada, it's the same thing, except for the fact that the White House is going to split up something related to oil. You know, you keep going back to the regulation part of it, and I'm for the offshore drilling. I think it's the only thing I've agreed with Obama on, though, when he said that, you know, let's go from the Atlantic coast, from Delaware all the way down to Florida, and it'll be interesting to see how this plays out now as a result of it. But anyway, they said they're going to split up the Interior Department. That's the group, that's the government agency that actually oversees offshore drilling as part of the response to the Gulf Coast oil spill. I mean, I think everyone knows this by now, that Ken Salazar, the Interior Secretary, when the oil was spilling, he had planned to go on a rafting trip that it was kind of work-related, kind of. And here we had this crazy disaster, and he went on the rafting trip anyway. And so what do they have to do? Oh, we got a helicopter in, spend some more taxpayer dollars, and pull him out of the Grand Canyon because this is such a disaster. Why would you do that? Why would you leave knowing, oh my gosh, I'm up. This is my gig. I've got to do something here. This is what I'm getting paid the big bucks for. So anyway, they're going to split it up with the Minerals Management Service too. It's just another arm of their department. And they're overseeing natural gas and oil and mineral resources, blah, blah, blah. And to me, the bottom line is there's no timetable for this anyway. It's just been thrown out there. And here's the key. Look under the hood. Follow the money. It's always about the money, right? The White House is going to have to ask Congress for more money, $29 million, almost $30 million, to pay for more inspections of offshore platforms and do this review of the procedures, right? Right now, the budget is like $23 million. They're also going to try to extend the time limit that they have to decide on oil and gas exploration plans that energy companies give to them. And they're going to make that go up to 90 days instead of the 30 days. So, you know, what does that mean? So it's going to sit on Salazar's desk. I mean, call me cynical, a little bit longer. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, a couple of topics. You were talking about odds and ends, and I'd like to just go along with that. By the way, how are you? All right?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was just listening, and really quick, when they were not defending BP or anybody else, anything that happened, it's still a natural disaster. It's absolutely incredible, and I'm just calm right now, but. But when the reason they didn't say much because their lawyers are behind them.
Absolutely.
But when you're testifying before Congress, aren't you under oath? So if you admit to anything, guilt, or say you're going to do something, they come back and hold you before Congress under oath. That's where a lot of people get in trouble. That's how Bill Clinton got in trouble.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Right. It's always before, whenever you're testifying, you have to parse your words and basically say nothing. Not letting them off the hook. It's a disaster. You touched on something, and there's so much I could talk about Kagan and all this other stuff. I'll leave that behind because you talked about Fannie and Freddie.
Mm.
There's an article in New York Post today by Kevin Hassett, who's the director of economic policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute, and he tells us they signed an open-ended check. Obama said that Fannie and Freddie can have anything they want, as much as they want. And guess who's taking it in the shorts, Kate? Me and you.
I know.
And the rest of the taxpayers. And he just goes about a history of Fannie and Freddie and how back in 1994, under the National Home Ownership Strategy developed by President Clinton, that pushed financing strategies fueled by the creativity and resources of the private and public sectors to help homeowners that lack cash to buy a home or to make the payments. So it goes on to say that... we're placed on the hook for this, and to this day, Fannie and Freddie took over 25% of loans from low-income individuals. And it says, incredibly, the Obama administration has done nothing to stop Fannie and Freddie from engaging in dangerous practices. The Federal Housing Finance Agency proposed a rule setting that 27% instead of 25% of these goals by Fannie and Freddie meet the low-income standard. So they're continuing in America. They're continuing. And it's partially, look, I know people are going to disagree with this, but look, this is the 40 acres and a mule. Because this is the race-conscious-based administration. I want to know how many illegals, how many people of what culture and what ethnic background got these loans, because we're paying for it. And Obama doesn't care. But the check is about to be run out, because if you see what's happening with Greece and European Union and the money that the Federal Reserve is shipping, the tons of cash that they're shipping to the European banks. We are being hosed over. Look, you know what? Even if you want to call me racist, go ahead. Take all the money because there's nothing there left, Kate. It's.
I know.
And it just one last quote, a comment about this, that President Obama was second behind Christopher Dodd, the piece of dirt from Connecticut, in political donations from Fannie and Freddie's employees and political action committees. So when he tells you, and also, too, that you see that this Federal Reserve Act, well, not Federal Reserve, this act to give the transparency to the monetary system or the oversight,
sure.
He's given more power to Fannie and Freddie to look at every single transaction. Every time you spend a penny, they want to know what you're doing so they can trace you. And we're still being held in holding us in custody, taking us in the short by giving the money to Fannie and Freddie. It's not there. It's just, it, it, I mean, I get so frustrated because you.
I know it's
you're
not
making
there,
the money out of
ridiculous.
Thin air.
Yeah,
and it's basically he's saying that nothing's going to change unless we throw this whole administration out and all of these congressmen. I'm taking both parties because the ones that were trying to defend it were afraid because Al Sharpton and the rest of them said we're going to protest. The bankers cowered in front of them. The politicians did. They said sure that the money's out there. House prices will keep going up. You know, we're not. So there was fear on one side and cowardice, and they're just pushing, and they're taking from the hardworking taxpayers of
that's
every
right.
race.
And we have no money. You know this. This is exactly what we say. So to say it's unlimited funds and we don't know how much it's going to cost for Freddie and Fannie, that's bogus. I mean, this is ridiculous. There's no oversight whatsoever. It's just a blank check from all of us.
And I said it before, and I will say it again, it's a criminal enterprise in the government.
Mm.
Ostensibly to help poor people, but when you know people from whether that they cannot afford the loans, they cannot. The suckers like me and you, Kate, that work hard and try to put something away, and now they want our 401ks, they want
yep.
to clamp down your bank account. If you don't buy health insurance, they got armed IRS agents for after us. This is bullshit, you know what?
Yeah.
And I'm just disgusted, and I started out calm, and I got angry. Know your callers are like it, and I'll call you tomorrow. I love you, baby.
All right. Thanks, Mark. What he's talking about there, I agree with the whole Freddie and Fannie thing, and I said it, because why did they screwed up? And they had underwater mortgages, but this is the thing. It's a government deal. And we're just going to have to figure out a way to pay it. And that's ultimately what they're saying. And that's why they don't know. They have no clue how much that's going to cost. And we're talking about a serious buttload of money that we do not have. Where are we getting this money? You know, we're losing a lot of our sway in other parts of the world. And part of the reason, and it's not talked about a lot, you see what's happening in Greece, you see what's happening in other countries, like the unemployment with Spain at 20%, and we have become a debtor nation. I mean, America, you watch this History Channel, America, the story of us, and you look at the industrialized world and what happened with the railroad and all the hard work on the back of so many people that make up the different faces of America, and you just scratch your head and say, where are we today? You know, where's the middle class? And the answer is just getting squeezed out more and more and more. Hey, send me your thoughts. You can do it by hitting a few keystrokes and sending it to americatonight.net.
You look ravishing. It truly is Beauty and the Beast. I might add a handsome beast at that.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.